These working man blues. Here comes that working man.
All right. Bringing it back into the studio with our own Arizona Registrar of Contractor, Mr. Jeff Fleetham. Jeff, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. Great day.
Give everybody a 45-second elevator speech on what the ROC is.
That's 45-second elevator speech. Okay, in 1931, the Arizona Registrar of Contractors was created through act of legislation. And what we are is we're a state agency that regulates the construction industry through a series of statutes and rules that create licensing requirements for contractors, for a variety of contractors. It may be there's testing requirements. There's in skills in the trades,
hands-on
as well
experience.
As in business and some business requirements there as well. What we do for and so that if a contractor violates those statutes, and part of the statute is workmanship standards, then a property owner or somebody contracting with the contractor can file a complaint with the Registrar of Contractors, and we will investigate that complaint to determine if it is indeed a violation of statute that was. And if so, then the contractor will be directed to correct it. If they don't correct it, then they can be cited and fined and a variety of different things. They can move on to hearings. If perhaps the contractor doesn't get the work done, doesn't get it taken care of, then the homeowner, the residential property owner, then has the opportunity to file a complaint or file a claim with the recovery fund and recover up to $30,000 of that contracted cost.
And the nice thing about your website is that anyone can go in there and check. So if you're thinking about hiring someone
right. And
they're licensed, you look up there and you can see if they've ever
right.
had complaints and if they've
right.
been resolved. So it's a
right.
great resource for the homeowner.
Right. It is. Now, for contractors,
For the homeowner, y'all are an extra layer of protection.
An extra layer
that
protection.
A lot of other states don't have.
Yes, that is correct. Each license has up to $200,000, residential license has up to $200,000 available out of this recovery fund, $30,000 per residence, up to $200,000.
Okay, and you were getting ready to go to for contractors.
For contractors, we help ensure that there is a level playing field, that people have to pass certain tests. If there's unlicensed entities, and we investigate about 1,500 to 2,000 unlicensed entity complaints a year, those take on a little different investigative process than a construction-related complaint, because we run into situations like legal, whether it's criminal. If it's criminal, we have to then pass it off to a prosecutor, and then sometimes, as people have seen in the news over the last year or so, there's some people that we put in jail yeah. and had arrested and things like that for the unlicensed activity.
On this topic, and we may not get to handyman exemption, I may have to cover that in the 10 o'clock hour by myself, but right now, the other thing on enforcement is this storm that hit Safford and Thatcher.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What a monster hailstorm.
Right, yes.
And now we've got the storm chasers
right.
that are all going to be moving in on there, but y'all were talking about it. It knocked all the cotton to the ground.
That's what I understand.
Thousands
yes.
of dead birds. Right. What were you saying? The Weather Service was saying the largest.
Well, yeah, that's just hearsay. I didn't hear it myself. Somebody said that one of our contractors down there said that they had been told that it was one of the largest supercells that the Weather Service had ever contracted. So we had five investigators down there, spreading signs around, talking to homeowners. We have people that will be coming down, going through there on a regular basis, patrolling the areas, making sure signs are up. So,
and I want to encourage, and we have a lot of listeners in that area, and I'd like to talk to them. You know, if y'all did suffer damage, that area is going to be inundated with
yes.
out-of-state storm-chasing
yes.
contractors that can operate legally, and there are good storm chasers that travel the country and come to the aid of local contractors, because Safford and Thatcher doesn't have the number of contractors they need to work their way out of this storm.
You're right, Rosie.
So, but boy, if you can pick an Arizona-based company.
Let me make this point clear. There might be people that can do that work, but if they're not properly licensed in the state of Arizona, that is illegal. And when we had the 2010 hailstorm here, many people found this out. They signed their checks over to these guys, and these guys left town. And here's what happens to a homeowner. If you have a $10,000 insurance loss, and the insurance company gives you the check, and you sign it over to the contractor, quote unquote, the entity, who then leaves and goes back to his home state, doesn't do any work, your house is an uninsurable risk until that damage is fixed. So I don't know what could happen with mortgage companies and a variety of different things if you have an uninsurable risk, but that's really dangerous. So I encourage people to take extra care. This is a situation where there'll be good contractors down there. Don't get me wrong. There'll be good people down there doing this, but there'll be people there that'll try to force you to do things, sign things, put the sign up in my yard. I'll give you an extra $250, do all these other things. And if they are not licensed in the state of Arizona, there is absolutely nothing we can do other than open up a case, turn it over to prosecutors. Yeah. There's no recourse for you if they're not properly licensed.
Well, man, this time went too quick this morning. But, again, I'd like to thank you for coming in. Thanks for bringing a copy of the Handyman Exemption.
Absolutely.
I'll cover it later in the show as best
I'll
I
give
can
you a tutorial
you.
Okay. on it. Okay. I'll give you a little quick tutorial on it.
Very good. Thanks a million
Thanks
for coming
a lot,
in.
Rosie.
We've got John J. Thank Harper going to be in here next hour with Romy, talking the outdoor living segment of Rosie on the House. We'll be open line talking about anything you'd like to talk about in the 9 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock hour specifically. We'll be talking about handyman projects you can probably tackle yourself. And when should you actually hire a licensed contractor? And what is the gap in between? We call it the handyman exemption at 10 o'clock.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.